you can just go to YouTube right now and just type in BGMI ki boli and see the amount of videos. Like, this is how I discovered YouTube now has infinite scroll, by the way. I wanted to tell my boss ki, sir, you can go to 10 page and 12 page, wahan pe bhi BGMI ki boli chal raha hai, theek hai. And all the normal things happened. We came on Google Trends, it came on autocomplete on YouTube and all the things, etc., right? But in the process, what happened is that people watched our ad like 11 million times, etc., without us paying for it. The Great Indian Marketing Show.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Great Indian Marketing Show. This is your host Adil Bandukwala and today we're dropping straight into the blue zone. So gear up because we're about to dive deep into some killer marketing insights. Confused? Don't be, because I've got my AI companion KPI here to clear the fog. With that, let's bring on KPI.
Thanks, Adil. Our guest today is Srinjoy, the Associate Director of Marketing at Crafton, the company behind Battlegrounds Mobile India. Srinjoy is responsible for marketing and growth in India and South Asia, Crafton's fastest growing market. Srinjoy is a hyper-growth specialist who has scaled 5 digital apps from 0 to 10 million daily active users. After graduating from IIM Calcutta, he joined Airtel's Young Leader Program and went on to build India's Chromecast, TiWi, and India's first homemade mobile OS, CREO. In 2018, Srinjoy kickstarted the gaming revolution in India. With BGMI, he rapidly transformed India from a gaming upstart to one of the world's best performing markets. His games have reached over 400 million users, winning the Google Play Best Game of the Year award 3 times in 4 years.
Let's not also forget that Srinjoy has led campaigns that have taken home gold at the Cannes, Spikes Asia, Curious, and the Abbeys. Srinjoy, with all these awards, I'm sure you pretty much have more bling than all the Bollywood star kids combined. Welcome to the Great Indian Marketing Show, Srinjoy. Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you so much, Adil. The pleasure is all mine. I've been a massive follower of your show. And it's absolutely tremendous the way you balance insights with nice case studies and the severe quality of folks that you bring onto the show. Looking forward to sharing some amazing insights and funny stuff and stories along the way of how we built this mega brand and brought about what I call a gaming revolution and put India on the global gaming map. And hope your listeners will be able to enjoy the case studies and examples that we sort of throw along the way. So once again, lovely to be on the show. Can't wait to get started.
Absolutely. Super excited. And viewers, don't be surprised. Just a cautionary tale here. I just found out that Srinjoy is also what we call a serial traveler. I call myself a serial holidayer, but Srinjoy is a serial traveler. So this might just turn into the Great Indian Traveling Show. But let's hope we don't do that. But be ready and open for anything. So with that, big on gaming, Srinjoy. And I got introduced to gaming maybe... I grew up playing Sega Mega Drive, if you remember that game back in the day, which used to be a console. Before that, we had something called Atari. And then came PlayStation 1. And then we kind of got hooked to it. And then life happened and I forgot about gaming. And then 3 years back, my 9-year-old son introduced me to this world of Discord, where there are like gazillion servers of gamers and this mind-blowing world called Roblox. And that's when I kind of started getting back into gaming. And ever since, I've always wanted to get like a hardcore gaming professional on the show. And when Manva told me about you, I was like, boss, we have to get Srinjoy. So super excited about that. And I want to start off with the gaming industry experience. You've clearly had a front row seat to the gaming industry working with Crafton. You've been pivotal in marketing behemoths like BGMI in India. Here's what I'm curious about. How do you crack the code to market a game in a diverse and dynamic country like India? Yahan par to sabke alag alag pehtre hain, sabke alag alag shauk hain, sabke alag alag styles hain, and everybody, you know, lives on their own whims and fancies. I don't even want to touch monetization because that's a can of worms that nobody wants to open, right? Because everybody comes to India for the DAUs, but then nobody's able to monetize them. Yet, Crafton's been ridiculously successful. What's your go-to-market channel? How have you guys built this market? How are you guys so successful?
So let me start with telling you the difficulty layers. So there are multiple layers. So I think it's interesting to first delve into the layers. The first layer is that India, I feel, is a country of countries. There's so many semi-regions, etc. Cultures, tastes, everything is different, etc. And that diversity is what makes us such a wonderful country, right? So that is the first layer. The second is that in gaming, it's not that big in India already. So you are starting to build the category, build the industry, and you have to dominate and you have to convince people that you are that big in the first place, right? So it's an incredibly second layer of difficulty. The third layer of difficulty, I feel, is after you've gotten the users, you've got to retain them. So retention has been sort of a big deal because, see, it's not like a utility app, like a delivery or a cab. So once you start using a cab, you probably use it for 2 years or so. So gaming is a bit like entertainment, if you think about it. So games come in vogue and go out of vogue of sorts. So how do you make sure that you're viral beyond 5 years and people don't say, hey, abhi toh theek hai, abhi wo daur chala tha, and then it is no longer there. So these are the three challenge layers that we had. And let's talk about channels then, like because you brought up channels. So we ignored the conventional channels completely because we figured when you have to build the railroad while you're driving the train, then conventional channels will not really work, right? So apart from digital marketing, we really delved into conventional channels. Let's talk about one of them, say influencers, right? So what's the first go-to thing people do when they think of influencers? So I'll go pay some money to some dude who will stream the game and then people will watch it, etc. We didn't want to do that at all. All the influencers that we created from scratch. They were literally 10 subscribers, 20 subscribers, and they are into tens of millions of subscribers right now. So we had all the, what do you call it, inclinations to go to Carrie Minati back when we launched the brand. But we like never really wanted to do that. We wanted to build this game. We wanted our influencers to grow along with us. That is very unique. So as our daily active users grew, their channel sizes grew. And that is a very satisfying feeling, but it's very, very hard work. Trust me. And then there are technicalities involved. And things are very simple right now, like getting an Elgato streaming setup up and all of those. Elgato was not even available in India back then. So getting all of those technicalities solved, etc. And then what you take for granted nowadays on YouTube wasn't really prevalent in YouTube streams back then, which is the art of storytelling on a YouTube stream, right? So cracking that was so, so, so difficult. So influencers for us was, I think, a very deep blue ocean that we could dive into and make sure that the influencers grew with us in our own unique way. And we knew that nobody else is going to do that. So what are you scared of when you're exploring that? Somebody else will start doing that also when they see you're successful. Nobody's going to do that. Drive any of that because it's a very difficult thing to do. Try talking to any brands. Ek PDF ke alawa zyada kuch likhne mein dikkat ho jayegi logo ki bhai, these are top 10 key talking points and everything like that. So we don't believe in the concept of talking points at all, right? So we did that. Second, we started featuring the influencers inside our game. So we don't believe that a game should be just ours. We wanted to grow with the community because as you grow with the community, apart from, so a lot of people say, what if the influencer like starts building other games and whatnot? I generally don't think that really happens. And YouTube, you have your own crowd, right? You have your own this thing. So it's very difficult for people to build separate crowds unless you build a different channel, right? We started featuring the influencers. It's incredible in BGMI. So you can give voice commands to other players when you're playing, right? Outside of the microphone. So if you can't use the microphone, you give voice commands, right? So we have had influencers whose voices you can play along inside the game. These are influencers. These are not celebrities. We also have celebrities like Ranveer Singh whose voices are available inside the game, likeness. But that's a celebrity. That's granted, right? Toh ho gai. We actually have these YouTubers who we have celebrated inside the game by having their voices inside the game. That you can. We call them, the concept is called voice packs, etc. So that's a very small example, right? The second avenue, I don't think is available to a lot of folks, is the use of esports. Esports has become incredibly big. So I think it was in 2018 of sorts. So when was the point when I realized the esports are very big in India? I think it was in 2018 or something. I think November or sorts. So India was playing South Africa in a one-day international. I was looking at the Hotstar concurrent on the top right, etc. Nirisha Pant was batting. Not really a big match. Like, aisa nahi hai ki abhi 7 ke run chahiye, etc. per over or something like that. But reasonably good match was going on. And I noticed for a fleeting around 15 or 20 odd minutes, the peak concurrent users that we have inside the game exceeded the concurrent users who were watching that match, right? And around that time, there was an esports event happening. It was the finals of one of our largest tournaments happening. And that concurrent hit the magic 300,000 concurrent mark, But that's not the game concurrent. That's the number of people watching that esports tournament, right? That is where I suddenly realized ki when you get a chance to compete with cricket, that is when you knew that you had transformed from what was counterculture to subculture to now pop culture. So to make that statement, that's a very big statement, right? So we used esports heavily to create superstars. These are really, really, really considered to be as idols of sorts. People who win these tournaments, etc. It's very, very weird, right? Like you don't really have a Coke or an Nestle being endorsed by a young guy who's worshipped by everyone like that. So that is incredible. You type Mortal, you type Scout, some of these really well-known names who associated with us when they literally had double-digit subscribers on YouTube, and you'll see the kind of fandom that you create. So that secondary fandom led us to having a multitude of brand ambassadors. And right now we have around 332 YouTube streamers, which is the highest for any country or any gaming brand or any normal brand as well for any subcountry ever. I think the second largest is for another gaming brand for around 160 odd YouTubers in Brazil. So that's the sort of pop culture that you feel. So you feel that in your daily lives. When you travel by metro, you see someone playing. When you see people like talking on the phone between breaks, when you see a delivery guy taking a break and playing a game, etc., you see that. You see how the brand is innocuously present in everyone's lives. But those are some of the unconventional channels that we used. We used our share of TV brand endorsements, which we'll talk about later on. But being unconventional really, really happened. And some more funny stories, I can go all day. By the way, we created our own show, pata hai. It's ridiculously funny. It's there on IMDb. It's called Dosti Ka Naya Maidan. I will ask your viewers and listeners to go Google that. It's an IMDb 8.8 rated show on YouTube that we created. So we consistently create our own shows. It's not a show on which there is a brand placement. It's our show around BGMI. So this is a show called Boom Bum Boys, which is there on my YouTube channel. Why do we do that? So fundamentally, I get this question asked a lot from my CEO. Ki, why are you making shows? We are not in the show business. Na? I'm toh game bana rahe, bro. So see, at some point, the dude is going to get off the game, right? Like we anyways encourage, we have limits on how much you can play the game in a day, etc. What are you going to do after you play the game? You're going to go to Instagram. You're going to go to YouTube. And guess what happens there? I'm there to greet you there. Ki, sir, आप ये शो देख सकते हो, ये काफी अच्छा है, राइट? सो इट्स द ऑपोजिट ऑफ नेटफ्लिक्स गोइंग इनटू गेमिंग एटसेट्रा. कि इफ यू आर बोर्ड ऑफ वाचिंग अ शो, व्हाई डोंट यू प्ले अ गेम, डू इट, लाइक. सो यू लाइक, इफ यू आर बोर्ड ऑफ लाइक प्लेइंग अ गेम, व्हाई डोंट यू वॉच दिस शो व्हिच इज अबाउट दिस थिंग, राइट? एंड ट्रेमेंडस रिसेप्शन, लाइक माय हार्टफेल ग्रेटिट्यूड्स टू आवर फैंस. द काइंड ऑफ रिसेप्शन दैट वी हैव गॉटन ऑन दिस शोस, I feel is incredible. So these three, I think, are very unconventional. Rest of the things, I think most of your listeners are so smart, they would have known and guessed in, but wo thoda sa boring ho jaye. But all of these innovations helps you win those awards in Google Play. Like we've won tons and tons of awards along the way, etc. Win the best game. Right now, as I speak to you, by the way, if you whip up your Android phone and go to Top Grossing on Games, we are at number 2. Right now, as I speak. Which I find truly exciting, because here's a brand which has been in top 1-2 positions consistently for 5-6 years. You obviously know of many such examples which happens for 3 months, 3 months chalta hai, etc. Like, but to do that over 5 years, you have to use unconventional channels. Nahi to kafi difficult ho jayega. Is it a moat? Maybe not. Maybe yes. That's open for discussion. But that's sort of the summary. Those are the three things I think you should be looking at if you're trying to create disruption in an industry.
That is awesome. That is so well said. And this Dosti Ka Naya Maidan, I'm going to check out, man. 8.8 doesn't come easy on IMDb. If you created that, ye to pakka dekhna hi padega. And then this is good fodder for all of us on how we should approach content very differently and not just go via the traditional methods that all of us have been. Yeah, you spoke a little bit about influencers. I'm sure all the marketing minds, and I'm trying to think about our distribution and what kind of people listen to the show. And there will be few people who are active gamers. And knowing about the history of current gamers, you can't kind of escape Mr. Beast, right? He's the biggest thing out there in the gamer market. My question to you is, how soon are we going to see a Mr. Beast kind of person emerge out of India? What's stopping us? And he, like Mr. Beast, has built an empire. Do you see something like that happening in the India influencer space? Will it be a solo play? Will it be a corporate partnership play with brands like you? Will it be a completely different play that we are not fathoming and not looking at? And because India is such a distributed country, and you said a country of countries, then can that play also be something else? Would love to get your thoughts. I know we're drifting completely away, but these are questions that I think all of us ponder about every now and then.
So I think Mr. Beast is a little bit of a once in a generation. But I mean, like 10 years back when YouTube was still nascent, I was not sure it would be that easy to have 10 million accounts in gaming alone, right? So I thought that you could have that for news channels. You could have that for music videos like TCEs. I never thought. So never say never. But I felt that Mr. Beast is a milestone which will come after we have hit a bunch of gamers who hit 40, 50 million odd mark and consistently clock like 10, 15 million organic views, etc. And making projections at that point in time will be far more prudent. Right now, if I make those projections, I'll go so horribly wrong or awfully right, and I don't want to do either. And we still need a few YouTubers who can consistently deliver 15, 20 million views using innovations in which the second video or the third video is radically different from the first video. And to your question, whether it will be basis on a brand or personal, this thing, obviously, like if you have to grow that big, it has to be across multitude of brands and multitude of concepts. I'm calling them on concepts. There are many, many concepts. Right? You can do a reality show, you can do a vlogging and supplement that along with. So I feel that it's better to make those projections maybe when we chat sometime later, some years later, when we consistently have at least a set of 5 YouTubers who are hitting 15 million views organically, and the topics are not like viral. It's not like India versus Pakistan ka highlights on Sony 6, like something like that. Not that kind of channel, an individual YouTuber being there, because those are flashes in the pans, right? Like, so aisa nahi hai. So individual YouTubers consistently delivering that, then we'll be able to make those projections. Can that happen? Obviously, it can happen. We have one of the largest digital populations in the world. We have extremely high data usage per capita in the world. So it is bound to happen. But at what point? Timing that is the trick, right? Like, it is obviously going to happen at some point. But with timing that, making those projections, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, is a little bit difficult for me. But I hope it happens by 5 years. It means that the gaming industry, which globally is larger than the entertainment industry, movies and TV shows combined, it means that we as a country also have come incredibly of age, right? So we've come of age on that as well. So that I feel is just around the corner, yeah.
Okay, influencers to celebrities. Let's talk about Ranveer Singh a little bit.
Yes.
You kind of collaborated with him for BGMI. What was that like?
So, see, the reason is pretty apparent to everyone, right? So, see, he brings in raw energy. He's incredibly passionate. And he has a lot of raw acting talent also, which matches with the slogan that we use, play pure. And there's a lot of purity in his acting. But the most important thing is, obviously, he has incredible mass appeal. So, I think, like, if I were you, I would ask this question in a slightly smarter way. So why would you bring in Ranveer Singh at such a later stage of the brand evolution than earlier, right? So there are many gaming brands which bring in celebrities way earlier. I think that if you play your cards too early, no, you might not hit it. So what happens is that we brought in Ranveer Singh at a time where we had a very dominant position in gaming. To just give you some context, we were pretty much like running the gaming market like alone, like it's like ITC's stranglehold on cigarettes or something like that, right? So it was a very, very dominant market share. So we had to expand markets. So as you want to expand, you take someone who can delve into entertainment, because entertainment is a sort of side industry or sort of slightly congruent industries. So for that, you also needed a star who can talk to multiple tiers, like, you know, SEC classifications, right? So when these metrics were put in, we made a shortlist. We found out that it was a very easy choice at that point in time. So that was it. And the results are there for everyone to see. So good thing about marketing is that you can always see the results for digital apps like us, right? Around the same time, we did something with Hardik Pandya also. So on Instagram in general. So some of these videos run into literally a billion views. A billion views is something which is very rare to achieve, to be honest, unless you have a super duper makeup brand of sorts, right? The results were humongous. We had incredible resonance. But the one learning, if anybody's listening to the show, there's like takeaway kya hona chahiye, toh theek hai, sun liya, is that time your celebrities right. So we had a very huge itch to bring in a celebrity very early on in the brand, but we waited till we reached comfortably and stayed beyond a set amount of users before we thought that we need to now penetrate more, and that gave us the sort of brand appeal in general, etc. So that's the core, this thing, and really delivered for us. Yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, let's peel the onion a little bit. So you said wait for the right time.
How does one decipher when is the right time? Like every time you feel, oh, now I'm at an inflection point, or hum either upar ja sakte hain ya niche ja sakte hain. Lekin do saal ke baad bhi wahi feel hota hai. 6 mahine ke baad bhi wahi feel hota hai, right? As humans, it's very difficult. Now, a graph, like for example, if I look at the Sensex from 1990 to 2005, it'll feel like, holy shit, iske beyond to peak ho hi nahi sakta. But agar aap aaj dekhoge, hum 80,000 pe baithe hain, right? So how do you kind of figure out, like, when is the right time? And you said, wait. But how much do I wait? What's the science? How do I look at a few indicators to figure this out of sorts?
Yeah. So this is my personal opinion, having worked. So just FYI for every listener, I have worked in a $500 billion company. I'm currently working in a $10 billion company. I have worked in a $100 billion company. And I've also worked in a small startup, which is worth just millions and not billions, right? So I've worked across all sorts of companies. And then this is my personal take on this answer. So I think that if you're running a digital app, I'm not talking about FMCG. FMCG might have different rules. See where your time spent is still constant and it is increasing, or you can have your usages. Like if you're a delivery app, then you see how many orders per user or whatever it is staying constant at a point in time and it's not dropping off. Okay. And the total amount of daily active users or monthly active users, which you metric, both have become constant, right? So you have these things growing, but make sure that one of these grow to a certain point, and then it's a little bit of a technical answer. Sorry for that. But I'm just telling you, that's a very easy metric to do. If you don't want to do that, you can also look at retention. Make sure the retention. So are your users repeat users in the first place? Because otherwise, the millions that you'll spend in a celebrity, even if it brings in the users, will you be able to milk out the retention in a smarter way, right? So that is also the repeat users, retention, whatever is your core metric, right? So I would suggest look at retention, look at time spent. In our case, we look at games played per user. In your case, orders per user of sorts, and whatever it is, like metric you follow. So these are called quality of an app's this thing metrics. So match that with the user base. And if you see that despite all the channels that you've explored, so you've explored maybe a tinge of TV, maybe you've explored a little bit of digital and all of those things. And then you have seen that you're still not growing at a very monthly level or at a very weekly level. Then you know, yes, maybe I've hit the ceiling. I need to expand my SACs. It's called expanding SACs, right? So you go down the SACs and whatever it is. The second is that if you're particularly weak in a region, so brings me to my first point. So say you're terribly weak in, say, the northern part of India, terribly weak in the southern part of India, you can do a targeted celebrity in that region, right? And see how you perform with that celebrity, right? But the thing is that unless you're very, very experienced, you'll find it very difficult to do execution. Like hiring a celebrity is, trust me, is one of the easiest things in the world that you can do. Signing a contract with a celebrity is one of the easiest things in the world to do in India. I've found it difficult to do in certain European and US markets. In India, it's terribly easy, probably frighteningly so. So what happens is execution. Execution, mein kya bolu na aapko? Execution means very deep consumer insights as to why you're signing the celebrity. Second is with what product you want to associate, like as a company, what product you want to associate and what sub-product. And third is that, does the slogan really match the celebrity? And then you do the testing. Don't go to the testing and then come to this conclusion. Do this and then you test and then you go to your agency, then you hire your ad agency and then figure out why you want to do that. Instead, I think people spend an awful amount of time on look and feel and all of those things. That is very cosmetic, comes towards the end of the spectrum. So these things I've seen, Airtel cracked it very, very well. Like at a time when I was, so I was a very junior member of the marketing team in Airtel when I was joined. I was just out of college. Airtel used to do that very, very well. Some of the most iconic campaigns of Airtel, like the caller tune that you hear, etc. All of them came from that era, right? With all due respect to whatever focus people have on the distribution part of it, I think cracking the messaging and the timing is this thing. But I hope I got the timing answer right. And it's not terribly confusing for your listeners. Ki dekho, saturation point, dono mein reach karna chahiye. If it doesn't reach saturation both, there is room for improvement before you jump in and spend the dollars, right? So that's my personal take, not Crafton's take, my personal take.
No, bilkul. I have mad respect for Airtel. Like you were saying, like those guys, they really know their stuff. And to defend the market that they're defending in, it's crazy. And there are these subtle touches, right? So, for example, if you look at the movie Three Idiots, last mein, aakhri mein ek scene hai, jahan pe Kareena Kapoor goes and you know kisses Aamir Khan, and then that silencer guy, he kind of comes in. Aamir Khan calls him. The ringtone. Yeah. is that A.R. Rahman crafted ringtone that Airtel became legendary for, right? It's a very subtle thing, but that's so impactful. So, again, kind of thanks for bringing the Airtel bit. A very good friend at Airtel also, Casey, he started the season for us. He's the B2B CMO at Airtel now. And he talked about quite a few things about how he's scaling marketing at Airtel. So anyways, I want to dive into this a little more. Let's talk about BGMI, one of the most popular games in India. What I'm curious to know is, I'd love to hear about a few campaigns that you worked on for BGMI that you personally, Srinja, are proud about. Matlab, ek bar feel aaya tha na? Matlab, ye jo machaya hai humne. So I'd love to hear one or two of those campaigns where you felt like, ye macha diya yaar, this is some of my life's most amazing work.
It's very difficult to pick one. So I thought that let's pick one which is easy on your listeners. Okay. So let's pick one where the way we design the campaign is very different from how people design the campaign. And second is that, like, why that campaign went real. So usme there is some interesting stories behind it. So the campaign I'm talking about, if you're a BGMI player, you know about this. It's the BGMI Ki Boli campaign, right? So for anyone who doesn't speak the language, BGMI Ki Boli means the language of BGMI, right? So we play the games a lot with users, right? So we were talking to a lot of users. So they don't know that we are Krafton employees. We are playing with them, right? Randomly, khel rahe, etc. Look, a random can join a game. So we are playing in the natural habitat. We don't need to hire a Nielsen to do our research, etc. Right? So playing the game, we get to know something very unique. These folks are very proud of the language they use inside the game. And we have a 200 million user base. So 200 million people speak this language, bigger than most European countries, population-wise. Okay? They speak the same language. They are speaking that language and they are using language like entry fragger, squad wipe. Kisi ko aur samajh mein nahi aata, lekin us fraternity mein sabko samajh mein aata hai. Theek hai. So I thought ki this is very unique. Theek hai. So uspe I can create an ad where players or actors are talking about the language and etc. But I was like, where is the fun in that? Like Shyam, who's from my team, also discussed and pitched. And I said, boss, where is the fun in that? Isme koi maza nahi hai. Theek hai. So let's do something interesting. So what we did is that we floated a Google form. We asked people, what do you really like about BGMI as a brand? So tell us, like, jo likhna lik bhai. Logon ne gaali galoch bahut kuch likha, but a lot of people wrote in really amazing entries. We got a lot of entries in general, etc. And we created an ad using all the comments that people had spoken, what they think is BGMI's language, what they think. And we put them as Easter eggs in an ad. Okay, now when I say Easter eggs, everyone must be thinking, ha, shayad 4-5 Easter egg dala hoga, ek dala hoga, etc. Like that. No, we put 80 of those. 80 Easter eggs we put out, right? Abhi humne kya socha? Abhi hume Google pe paisa nahi kharch karna hai. Like, we don't want to spend money on Google ads or get views or whatever. So we released, right? So what is that? How do you make sure that people watch this ad, right? So, and is it, can we make this the first ad where people pay you to watch the ad or something like that? Like instead of the other way around, where you pay people to watch the ad, you're buying their time, right? When you're watching an ad before a skippable or non-skippable ad before a YouTube video, right? So what we did is that we put in those Easter eggs. So people paused the ads at different parts and went, oh yeah, I know this, etc. like that. And we had a simple contest where you get like in-game currency. There was no monetary contest and whatever it is. The trick is to win this, you have to make a video and explain what Easter eggs you have found. Not something on text. Ki 0.02 mein mere ko ye Easter egg mile. You have to make a video. Theek hai? You're a content creator. I'm sure there will be many content creators, designers listening in right now. You know how difficult it is to create a video? Like kuch bhi ho jaye, once you open Premiere, you're like, bhai, ho gaya, abhi band karega, etc. So I'll just pause here and I'll ask all your listeners to take a guess as to how many videos got created and how many video submissions we got. And all of it is there on YouTube, by the way. So YouTube check mat karo. So can you also take a guess, Adil? How many do you think videos we got as a response? Like, you know how difficult it is to create a video, right? So we asked people to submit in a video, etc. So could you take a guess? And everybody who's listening in, please take a mental guess. Then we'll talk about the answer.
This is hard, man. I mean, your user base is insane. And then you're asking people to come up with a number. I don't know. It's hard, but let's just go with 10,000.
Okay. Respect. You did probably the closest guess whenever I play this game at parties. So the actual answer is 54,000. 54,000.
Oh, man. Yeah. Man, that's insane. Like, I thought 10,000 was very respectable because doing videos is hard. Matlab, aur sab itne vele nahi hai ki baith ke video banayenge ek brand ke liye, right? Matlab, kuch to, you know, they have to really care about a particular brand and they have to be incentivized. And how to actually do a video of this magnitude. So then agar 50,000 aapne kiye, boss, it shows the love that you have for the brand. It has to be 10 on 10.
You're absolutely spot on, right? So that is what I found truly incredible. We'll go into why that happened. We'll go into that. So 54,000 videos, etc. So the thing is that isme na, you can just go to YouTube right now and just type in BGMI ki boli and see the amount of videos. Like, this is how I discovered YouTube now has infinite scroll, by the way. I want to tell my boss ki, sir, you can go to 10 page and 12 page, wahan pe bhi BGMI ki boli chal raha hai, theek hai? And all the normal things happened. We came on Google Trends, it came on autocomplete on YouTube and all the things, etc. Right? But in the process, what happened is that people watched our ad like 11 million times, etc. without us paying for it. That I found is very incredible. You are watching a BGMI ad, literally. Because they felt that they had a role in creating that ad. So they knew, like when we ran the survey inside the game, they put in their words, they knew that something is going to get created. They didn't know this was going to be the case, right? But video making is difficult because in previous companies, I've always run many campaigns which are on statics, put, take a photo, tag us and all of those. We used to get like 500, 600 entries, to be honest. We never really thought, right? So we sent that to multiple juries. We won countless awards in the Abbey's Curious for this campaign, which is absolutely incredible. But yeah, coming back to why we think this really worked is that this time the research was raw. It was me directly talking to a consumer, not someone behind a one-way screen. Just say hota in FGDs, right? It was not that. I was speaking to them directly and I was asking them, what do you feel so deeply about? Yaar, Shrinja, ye jo bhasha hai na, mast hai. Usko nahi pata ki Shrinja kaun hai. Wo se baat kar raha hai. Nahi hai. Ye jo bhasha jo hum use karte hain, kisi ko nahi samajh mein, lekin hamari abadi samajhti hai. Mujhe nahi lagta sare hai. He doesn't know how many BGMI players are there in India, right? So he thinks, so he talks about that. And then I ask this to everyone whenever I'm playing and whenever my team is playing. And they have also said, we have our own language that we only understand and nobody else understands. And that's a unifying language across the four parts of the country, everywhere in the country. Everybody understands what an entry fragger is. It's the same in Bengali, it's the same in Tamil, it's the same in Hindi. And it's an English word, but logo pata, like whatever it is, right? So people know, people speak their language. So that is what I found is, so if your insight is raw, here's the first thing about this. If your insight is raw, then go balls deep on it. Like you know that this is going to succeed for sure. The second part is that have something created which your users will resonate to. So we went to the history of BGMI and picked up instances in which they have like a lot of monumentous events happening inside the game and made memories out of it. Imagine like taking the best scenes of Godfather 1, 2, and 3 and creating a montage. People are like, haan, ye scene mujhe pata hai, ye mujhe pata hai, etc. So we created an ad like that, right? And then we released it. And then obviously we did not expect that sort of a response, but it was there. And then it was absolutely incredible. The amount of love we got from our fans. I can't be more grateful than that.
Ek follow-up question is, Kyopar. So, right, a lot of your users are potentially Gen Z. A significant amount of them might be. But although there will be people from all kinds of age groups, I'm sure. But like when we look at today's age, Gen Z is like majority of, you know, gamers at this point in time. How does one market to Gen Zs? Now, you just gave us a masterclass in how to by one of your favorite campaigns. You spoke a little bit in earlier about the three things that you did unconventionally. But today, when I meet a lot of senior leaders in corporate India or worldwide tech, everybody's struggling to work with Gen Z because inke alag hi raaz hain in the way they operate and the way they work and the way they live life. What have you unlocked from Gen Z that we can learn from so that we can, you know, align well, sell to them, get more out of them and really, you know, do what's required for the business?
Yeah, so see, first of all, to your listeners, the standing proof is that BGMI is still an incredibly viral sensation. Like so many years down the line, you go everywhere, you people playing that. That signature of someone holding this phone like this with earphones, you know what that person is sort of doing, right? So that's the proof ki you can maintain virality at a super high level, right? So if you look at our Instagram page, also, funnily, every Instagram post gets us around 100,000 likes, 90,000 odd likes organically. I'm not talking about an individual or an influencer. Influencers get much more. Tell me a single brand in this country which gets that amount of likes organically straight away after you post it. So anything that I posted before I left office in the morning, in the evening, so it would have already garnered 20,000 likes by now. You're blessed to have one. So that's the proof of concept. Because your listeners will like, kyun bol raha hai bhai aadmi? So that's point one. I think fundamentally Gen Zs are really into the 20-second, 30-second sort of a rules, right? So the fight for attention is more severe than ever, right? And a lot of marketers say they understand it, but it doesn't showcase in the actions. I'll just give some examples. And it's not a criticism of a particular brand or whatever it is. We do 40-odd campaigns in a year. There's no need to. Most FMCGs do 5 campaigns or like seasonal campaigns. Plus, 2 seasonal le lo, 5 hota hai. Most tech companies do 2 campaigns and B2Bs do 1 campaign. So we do 40. Okay. A lot of people, when we say 40, say, hey, 40, will the messaging not get diluted, etc. Dude, have you spoken to Gen Zs? Ask them Airbnb ka slogan ki hai. Does anyone tell you ki belong anywhere, belong somewhere, or what belong anywhere is there, this thing. They remember some iconic ones like Just Do It of Nike or whatever it is, but most don't really remember the key messaging, right? What it really matters is what their touch points are and where those meaningful touch points are not. So with 40 campaigns, what we do is that the number of touch points that we have increases rapidly. And secondly, those touch points are all very, very meaningful for us. So we take our fans very, very seriously. So anybody, whenever I talk to any marketer, whenever I tell them how do you start a campaign, the first starting point is always a research. You go to a Nielsen, you go to a research agency and research. We don't do that at all. We do our research, not in-house, us. We get into a game, we talk to our users, raw insights, right? So if you're listening directly to users, how can you even get it wrong? Second is we are extremely brutal with canceling campaigns. Okay. So I cancel as many campaigns as I green light. It's a pain. And we don't believe in working with one agency. By the way, currently we are working with 16 different agencies. Some of them are some of the best agencies, etc. If you don't think a campaign is...
You said 16?
Yeah, 16. We currently, one. This is quarter we'll okay, be working.
Most people are going to have a heart attack. But hey, listen, this guy knows what he's doing. So, yeah. You know, maybe we should try that approach. But please go on, Ashwin.
And we are a team of 5, by the way. Very smart in doing that. It's absolutely incredible. But the reason we do that is that we don't think that creativity can be fast-tracked. So if you're doing 40 campaigns, 4 agents, how will it happen? Like, you can't do it. And if you want to do 20 campaigns, our Gen Z in gaming moves so fast from one hype to another, one meme to another, one context to another. Kaise karoge aap? Like they will move faster than your brand can move. And suddenly you're running behind a competitor on something. Suddenly a new game in town has come and you're trying. But that has never happened. Like some mega launches by some of the world's largest MNCs. Unfortunately, I can't take those names. I've launched some of the biggest games in India. BGMI still remains at the top. The proof is there in the pudding. You can open your Android Play Store right now and look at top grossing. So it happens because you are tuned into the Gen Z at a very, very deeper level, right? And third is that our campaign has one aspect which has to fulfill the green light. Whether it is a user saying, mere ko acha laga, nahi laga, etc. It has to have very, very good storytelling. This, I will let you be the judge. Don't take my word for it. So I will say, you go through some of our campaigns. Write to me, write to Adil. By the way, unko hi bata do ki bhai, humne dekha Shrinja paltu baat kar raha tha. So means, go through our campaigns. It has brilliant storytelling. Some of the best storytelling. The awards are there. Like, we are one of the few who got an award for the brand, by the way. This year. Usually agencies win it, right? For the brand. Directly, we won a lot of awards for the brand. This is the reason behind it. It doesn't really happen much in this country, right? So, and then we've won at Spikes Asia, Khan and whatnot, right? So our ads have brilliant stories intertwined on it. Now, why we are able to create those stories? Because story generation is very difficult now. Plot karna padega, script karna padega. Because we're tuned into our users very, very deeply, right? And the final part is that sometimes people misunderstand their core user also a little bit. Like if you have to ask you, why do your users use your delivery app? Why do your users use your cab, etc.? And people are hesitant to say it is because of discounts or whatever. We are very honest. Jab aisa hota hai, hum bolte, etc. Like, abhi right now you go there are some issues. We are trying to address that. So we have sort of the transparency in terms of communication. And we are ready to make fun of ourselves. There are plenty of us where we make fun of ourselves. We don't take ourselves very seriously as a brand in general. Although we take the gameplay very seriously, we know that. Is that a liberty because you're a gaming brand you can take? This is a more serious enterprise marketing brand can do that, B2B? I guess not. Like I've worked in slightly larger companies. It's slightly more difficult, but it's also a little bit smarter to exploit that because you're in gaming, so might as well use it. So I think these are very simple ways where I can differentiate to answer your question. So hope that sort of answers that.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Lots of good fodder and insights coming in there. Let's move on a little bit to the future of tech in game marketing. And for this, I'd love to call in my technically adept friend, KPAI, to ask this question. So let's bring you over, KPAI.
Thank you, my technically challenged friend, Adil. So, Srinjoy, when it comes to innovation, how are you weaving emerging technologies like AR, VR, or AI into your marketing strategies? Where do you see the biggest opportunities for these technologies to make their mark in the Indian gaming landscape?
The way I look at it, the biggest use of AI is in cohorting. I think some of the best AI tools are, I think, already available to you in creating some sensational cohorts that can explore a particular purpose. So going beyond, you know, someone who has purchased X amount of dollars inside your game, going beyond them to figure out who has the highest intent to purchase. Some of these tools are already available in Meta and Alphabet itself. So that's where I think cohorting is the best solution. In terms of creatives, we sort of think that it is honest that we create the creatives on our own, and we rely a lot on real life creatives. We don't really employ much AI in creating creatives in general. We use AI as a tool to understand the cohorts, which is far more difficult for us humans to do at a very, very large scale that we operate in. But in terms of creating creatives and all that, we don't really employ much AI. Every creative that you see has been written by a human, written from scratch, written literally from script to production to everything, etc. So everything is done like that. In video gaming in the future, I think AI will play a very, very important role. I personally feel that creating intelligent bots, like we call it inside the game, the bots that you play, there will be a time in the future where it will be very difficult to distinguish between a bot and a real player. So that leads to a very different level of immersive engagement in case you're in matchmaking and not able to find enough humans to play in a particular lobby. So different video games, I think different levels of AI, if they can simulate a human, I think it will create some sensational experiences that you can have. Game intelligence in terms of creating amazingly sentient bots which can play against you will lead to some really cool innovations. Like say you're practicing for an esports tournament. Like I'm just saying, say you're practicing a new strategy inside a game. So all of these things can provide some super innovations, and I can't wait to see what the future looks like, honestly. So that's my personal take on it.
Hey, thanks for sharing that, Srinjoy. On to the last question. We're almost at the end of this podcast. So your career pretty much reads like a masterclass in versatility. You started fintech with Airtel Money. You moved over to hardware with Creo, social media with Hike. And Hike, when it started, was legendary. It was insane with all the stuff that they were doing as an app. And now the gaming world. For young marketers who are today starting out, and they're trying to venture, and they're trying to experiment, what's the better play? Should they dive deep into a particular niche, which is like the age-old tested approach, or gather a wealth of experiences like you have? What are the pros and cons of each approach?
You can dive into a niche and operate in that niche in multiple companies as well. The reason I did that, because I wanted to do marketing in different scales of budgets, which can come if you're working in different scales of companies. Like I said, like Tencent was $500 billion company. The startup that I worked in, Creo, was like a few million in valuations. Krafton is a double-digit billion-dollar company. Airtel was a $50 billion company. Now it's a $100 billion company. So different scales bring different challenges in marketing. The metrics which are relevant to you at an early stage startup are very different from metrics that you get to run in a very, very large company. So budget allocation, you learn very early on in your career. So I've been lead in pretty much all of these roles, apart from Airtel, in which I was part of a marketing team. So what you do is that you understand prudent budget allocation very early on in your career. And that, I think, tends to help you understand how P&Ls move, which is a concept which I find is slightly new to a lot of marketeers currently. So how do you marry your top line to your bottom line and how do you make sense how your dollars are moving? That is very significantly different from early stage startup where growth might be priority to a very large company where they have established brands and they want to cement their thing, or another company which is just trying to stave off competition, right? So to understand that, like, there's a new concept going on town called return on marketing dollars, right? So it's slightly equivalent of ROCE, ROC in finance in general. So I would really encourage young marketeers, because you will learn marketing on the way, to learn a lot on finance. It really, really helps. And it will help get a lot of important projects greenlit if you understand how ROCE works, how working capital functions, and then have legitimately good conversations with the CEO. I do that a lot. I really, really love finance. It was one of really favorite subjects in my college, in my first year in general. So that is one advice I will give. Second is that if you want to dive into a niche, go for it. Like, if you want to be the expert in digital marketing, but make sure that you're really, really filthy good at it, right? If you don't want to do niche, and if you still want to dabble in other things, like, try and work in companies of different sizes, irrespective of where you are in your career. So all of these did not happen hierarchically, like, not in a sequence in my career. So it's not that I went on going to bigger companies as my career progressed, right? So I went into a big company, a smaller company, a big company, a smaller company. So make sure that if you're doing niche, you're doing it across sizes of companies than industries. Industries is also great, like, but if you're doing that, you might as well work in an agency, right? So agency gives you probably the most widest set of clients and to work with in general, right? So you can do either. It's all this thing. But I genuinely think that the old school, like something that my B school is very famous for, like, the way of marketing careers are slowly turning slightly obsolete, I would say. It's a little bit of a controversial opinion, but still, I think the old school of 10 years of sales, 10 years of brand marketing, then you become CMO in one of the top FMCGs or whatever it is, they are not looked upon with the same amount of regard, because people have this concept, okay, you have one career, you have probably 30 years of careers, and what do you make of it? Like why don't, like, I don't want to have regrets when I'm 50, ki kaash mein ye bhi try kiya ho, etc. Right? So people don't want to do sales for like 5 years, 10 years. People don't want to do brand for just one company for 10 years. So people want to work in different brands. So one of the ways I think it really helped is that the different scales in companies taught me different skill sets at different points in my life. And it helps me understand my CEO's perspective at each of these, or my business unit leader's perspective, right? And not everyone's going to be lucky, but if you can work in MNCs, and if you've just worked in Indian companies, it really helps if you have worked in an MNC, because you get to learn international marketing practices, which I think is very, very, I'm not going to lie, I would not have been the person I am if I had not learned a lot of things from some of the largest MNCs that I've worked in. They taught me things very early on that I think is very rare to find in startups, because as much experimentation startups allow you, I think MNCs bring in an entirely different degree of rationalization that is not really easy to pick up in a typical Indian brand marketing setup. So it's all comes down to balance. But yeah, I mean, think about your career in stages. Like, think if you tomorrow you woke up and thought, okay, I have a 30-year career. If I have a 20-year career, what would you do? Like, try, sit down, talk to yourself. You're 55. What do you want your career to look like? I think that will give you a lot of perspectives as to what you want to do in life. And then, given you have the choices, some people are not lucky to have all the choices, but I'm just saying, if you have those choices, it'll make things very simple for you. So that's a good way to think about it. It's a way of thinking. I can't tell you what to do, but I can at least encourage you to think in a particular way. So see if it helps. And obviously, write to me, write to Adil if you think that this is a great idea or a terrible idea.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Shinjoy. And with that, that's a wrap on this episode. We've delved into everything from pretty much the pulse of India's gaming industry to marketing wisdom from Shinjoy. That's pure gold.
And we hope you learned something actionable. But as always, it's a pleasure to have you all on the Great Indian Marketing Show. And we hope you'll tune into the next episode as well. Thank you.
Good. So with that, thanks everyone for tuning in. If you have questions, feel free to, you know, ping Shinjoy on his LinkedIn. Ping me. Happy to answer anytime. You know how to get in touch. And with that, it's a wrap. This is Shinjoy and Adil signing off.
Bye-bye.
The Great Indian Marketing Show, crafted with care by Sanskar Agarwal.